is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and we are coming to you this week from the theater at Ace Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Now, please welcome our guest, the new band leader on the IFC talk show Comedy Bang Bang, Weird Al Yankovic. This is your first job in 20 years?
Well, not my first job, but my first, first day job where I had to, like, wake up and be someplace at the same time.
Are you looking forward to getting a W-2?
Ooh, that's going to be so fun. Can't wait.
On the show, what's your dynamic with Scott Aukerman? How would you describe it?
Well, you know, I'm filling in the large shoes of Reggie Watts and Kid Cudi. They did the first four seasons, and amazing job. You know, Reggie's like the gold standard. I don't think anybody can really achieve that level, but I give it my best shot. I try to emulate as much as I can what they did and bring my own thing to it. And I got to say, it was really, really a blast. I had a great time, and, you know, I hope everybody enjoys the fifth season.
So, obviously, you are the master of parodies. So, what are some of your favorite reactions from musicians when they have heard their parody song?
I've heard Lady Gaga call it a rite of passage.
Kurt
Cobain said that he didn't realize he'd made it until he heard the Weird Al parody. That was nice.
That's nice.
Chamillionaire came up to me at the Grammys on the red carpet and said that he thanked me because he said, "I won my Grammy for Rap Song of the Year because you did the parody. You made it undeniable."
So when you listen to music, is it still enjoyable? Is your brain constantly kind of doing the math of like how you could rewrite it?
Well, not always. I mean, I always listen to the radio going, how can I screw this one up? I enjoy music. I'm a fan. I like to listen for fun. And every now and then, you know, the voices in my head will force me to do things against my will.
And now that, you know, there's YouTube, obviously people like to try to do their own parody. Has that made your job a lot harder?
Well, it makes it more challenging because I'm not the only game in town anymore. Because any song that comes out, if it's halfway popular, there's already 10,000 parodies of it on YouTube. And it makes me not go for the low-hanging fruit. I can't go for the most obvious idea. Like, if Beat It came out in 2016, there'd be a million Eat It parodies, right? So I have to go for an idea that's a little more outside the box. Like I did a parody of Blurred Lines called Word Crimes.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
But my parody came out like a year after the original Robin Thicke song, and in that time there had been thousands of parodies based on how the Robin Thicke song was, you know, misogynistic and kind of creepy, and I thought, well, you know, I can't go down that road, but you know, I don't think anybody's done a parody of the song talking about the proper usage of grammar. So you gotta think a little outside the box.
That's right. You know, we have you on a game show, but I know you have some experience in game shows, because in 1994, you were on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You did very well. You were on this week with incredible people. Lee Greenwood, Little Richard, and James Brown.
That's right, yeah. In 1994, my manager calls me up and says, "Hey, you got an invitation to be on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune."
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, it sounds pretty cheesy. I don't think I want to do that." And he said, "You'd be playing with James Brown and Little Richard." And I said, "I'm there. I'm on a flight." So we went to Orlando, Florida, and, you know, before the show, they do the indoctrination. They make sure you know how to play the game. You do a practice round, and we all went through our practice, and James Brown showed up like half an hour late with his 20-person entourage, so they had to go through all the steps with him, you know, on his own. So I'm watching in the green room on a monitor. I'm watching James Brown learn how to play Wheel of Fortune. Now, it became immediately apparent that not only had James Brown never seen Wheel of Fortune, he'd apparently never heard of the game Hangman. It was a whole alien concept to him. So he's going through the steps. He spins the wheel, and it finally lands, and he goes, "Give me an A." And the producer says, no, James, when you spin the wheel, you have to pick a consonant. And he goes, Europe. Downhill from there.
So he did not win.
He did not win.
Is that show, in terms of the questions, is it harder or easier than ours, would you say?
It's exactly the same as the show.
It's exactly the same. Good. Great. Weird Al Yankovic, would you like to help us with a music game?
Well, I don't know. Okay, fine. All right. All right.
Weird Al Yankovic, everybody. Hey, contestants. See, you didn't know what game you were going to be in ahead of time.
Nope.
Pretty psyched, right?
Prayed for this all my life.
You prayed for this all your life?
This specific thing? It's a weird...
Big Weird Al fan.
Public radio dreams. Think about it. At the end of your dream, there's a funding drive.
This is the brain that brought you great dreams, like went to school without pants on. And teeth breaking and falling out of your head.
If you want these kinds of dreams to continue, we need your support now.
Keep it going.
Preetha Ogden, you, wait a second, have a Lord of the Rings inspired wedding ring?
I did. I do.
You do?
Yes.
See ya.
I thought you were going to say wedding, which I did, but you said ring, which I do. So
okay,
both
good.
Work.
Yeah. I was worried. I was like, wow, things didn't go well
between this question.
And you getting on the stage. So wait, is it the one ring?
You know, it's not.
Okay.
The one ring belongs to one special someone, and unfortunately that wasn't me. It's the great Lord Sauron.
Got it. Yes, you're very deep in this. I get it.
What can I say?
Your opponent is Ian Kamaklang. You are trying to learn one musical instrument from every family?
Yeah, just about. I sort of taught myself guitar in college, and I started learning violin and still taking lessons.
You're learning violin now?
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going okay. I just need to, you know, practice more.
Yeah. What are you going to pick from percussion?
Steel drum. Actually, steel drum is a good
steel
one to
drum.
Learn. Yeah.
Why not just go with like an egg or something like that? Yeah. A shaky egg?
I do have one of those egg shakers.
See? Making it easy. This is a music game. It's our tribute to the late, great David Bowie. And we are excited to bring Weird Al and Jonathan Colton together. It's like having diamonds and adding more diamonds.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of any better way to honor Bowie's legacy than by doing song parodies on a trivia show.
Exactly. It's how he wanted it.
It's what he would have wanted.
It's what he wanted.
Absolutely. We took the song Starman and changed the lyrics to be about movies where aliens come to Earth. You're welcome, David Bowie. Just buzz in to tell us the name of the movie that we're singing about, and the winner will be abducted to our final round at the end of the show. Alien joke. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Didn't know what time it was when we lost our ride. Strange castle where I brought my bride. Some cat and fishnets welcomed us inside. Name is Frank, he said. Preetha.
Independence Day resurgence.
That's a very pandery answer, but it is incorrect. Ian, do you know the answer?
Is it the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
It absolutely is. Well done.
New York party starts out as fun. Record on my camera. The lights are done. That weren't no earthquake. That's a giant monster run.
Preetha.
Cloverfield.
Yeah, you got it.
There are Vogons waiting in the sky. Don't panic, Ford and Arthur left before Earth went bye-bye.
Ian.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yeah, that's right.
They're invading, can't keep them at bay. Jack Nicholson's the prez, and even he can't save the day. We've got to blame it on Tim Burton. Blame it on Tim Burton. This one is on Tim Burton.
Ian.
Mars Attacks?
That's right.
We had to call someone, so I picked on you. Who have to help stop these damn kaiju. So take this rookie and this Jaeger and pull Asia through.
Kaiju doesn't do it for you, huh? It's filmed by Guillermo del Toro.
It's the only time Jaeger did something good.
Does anybody know the answer? Pacific Rim is what we were looking for. That's right.
There's something strange about my new Camaro. Contains a spark and it can change its form. And so I will join in and help the Autobot strike a blow.
Ian.
Transformers.
Transformers, you got it. Massive robot falls from outer space. A 9-year-old befriends him as he seeks to find his place. Preeta.
Super 8.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Ian, do you know the answer?
The Iron Giant?
Yeah, that's right, Iron Giant.
I felt the crowd got a little violent there, Preeta. I don't want you to take that personally.
How dare you confuse Super 8 with Iron Giant,
so
you
sorry.
Monster.
I'm a terrible person.
The role Vin Diesel was born to play.
Can you hear that 5-tone music phrase? Obsessed with Devil's Tower. No, this isn't just a phase. Just watch me sculpt my mashed potatoes. Sculpt my mashed potatoes. I sculpt my mashed potatoes.
Ian.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That's exactly right. Till the day I die, I will never forget Weird Al plaintively singing, I sculpt my mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
This is important. This means something.
Ophira, I wasn't counting. How did our contestants do?
Our contestants did great, but it seems that Ian will be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. You can catch Weird Al on his mandatory world tour, taking him to 80 cities. The dates are all at WeirdAl.com. Let's hear it one more time for Weird Al Yankovic.